Yeah, I hear voices too. That is Chris Young, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. And the voice I'm going to hear right now, Brad Edwardson in from Wapton Parks and Rec. I was wondering if we were going to have a Brad Edwardson sighting.
Yeah, there is.
And here you are.
Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know.
Where did the month of March go?
They all fly by now, it seems like.
Unbelievable. That one just went extra quick.
It did.
But here we are, things going on at Wapton Parks and Rec. But you get, do I dare say, get a chance to kind of catch your breath?
We do, yeah. This is we've got the only activity that we have going on is we have our track, our youth track will start up in April.
Sure.
Otherwise, there's, you know, quite a few events going on at the community center. This is our time down at the park where, you know, we're trying to get through what happened over the winter and get all that cleaned up and finish up our projects that we have going into the new summer. So it's a catch-up time for our youth activities and adult activities, but right now we get really, really busy down in the park.
As far as getting things caught up down there, there's a lot down there to get caught up on.
There is, yeah. We have over 130 acres of parks, so
incredible.
Yeah, a lot to do.
And looks great.
Thank you. So yeah, getting into what we have for our activities going on at the community center, April 9th is Ladies Ag Night. That's from 8 to 10. April 11th is the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet. I don't have times on that. You can maybe check their website or Facebook page and find out a little bit more on that.
Okay.
April 12th is a Vets Breakfast. That's from 7:30 to 1. And April 25th and 26th, the River Bend Community Theater will be presenting You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, from 7 p.m. on the 25th and 1 p.m. on the 26th. So that's kind of a new thing that we've had down there. It's exciting
like
to see
that.
How that goes. Yeah,
yeah.
It'll be fun. So those are the events that we have that I had on my calendar. I'm sure there's other things that are going on that I didn't see right away. But the other stuff we've got down at the park, our softball fields, we got to get those lined up. That's going to be happening. We got a meeting. I have a state meeting on April 11th already for men's softball.
Wow.
So we'll get that rolling. We've got music in the park, so we got that all, get all those bands lined up for each night of that. I've got some of them done, but I don't have the full schedule done, but that'll be coming out shortly. We've got the baseball field down at the airport. We're going to do some projects down there. We've got a big tournament coming this summer, 13U Babe Ruth baseball tournament, so we got a lot of work to get done down there to prepare for that. And then just, you know, getting the pool ready and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
we're gonna turn it over and say summer's here. So we'll see.
I like the way you think. I do, especially looking at this forecast. Yeah, I definitely like the way you think.
One little glitch and then we'll get going.
Yeah, right. One little gasp.
Right.
And then we're back to springtime stuff. Yep. Looking forward to a great summer down there in the park, Brad. Like I said, looks fantastic right now, and you're just starting to kind of get things shaped up.
Yep. Kurt and the guys down there, they do a great job. You know, there's always, you know, just the regular maintenance things to keep,
right,
you know, the grounds trimmed and looking good is a whole job in itself. But then we've got extra projects that we add on top of that.
Right.
And, we have to get a full staff down there and get all that stuff worked out.
And just getting open for the season. I'm liking this.
Yep.
All right. Making us think of warmer weather. Brad, always great to have you in here. And we'll talk at the end of April, and I'm sure that'll swing around here quicker than
just a week or two away.
Absolutely. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. Folks, if you missed any of this conversation, it'll be up in podcast on our website early this afternoon. Just go to kbmwnews.com.